Hey, what's going on, everybody? Good evening, good evening. I hope that your Monday was wonderful, phenomenal, awesome, amazing.
This is how we do it.
Okay.
This is how we do it. La, la, la,
la, la. Welcome to...
Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight.
I'm just letting the music play.
All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. Say I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Good evening, everybody. I think I have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hey, Crystal.
Hey! How are you doing, Joseph? You can hear me, huh?
Yes, I can hear you. You sound good, though.
You good? You doing all right tonight?
I am. Just on my way home from work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so this is like my second episode right now. And I'm so happy that you put the Montel Jordan music on for me. I appreciate that. It gives some people like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? So at least they got a little Montel in them, you know. That's the hype music right there. That's the jam.
Yeah, that is a nice song right there. That brings back memories.
So I guess I'm going to go ahead and start talking about continuing the show from last week. We're talking about emotional intelligence. There are. Did you have any input about emotional intelligence? I mean, I was going to go over some of the keys to emotional intelligence, the five features of it. Last week we just talked about self-awareness and being self-aware, knowing your emotions, what makes you tick, identifying how you feel, how you make other people feel, things of that nature. Did you have any input or anything you want to say about that one? Being self-aware, how important it is.
Listening to your self-awareness is the tough part. You know, we all have conversations with ourselves, and we may even say, you know, man, this is dumb what I'm doing, and you know it is, and yet you continue. So I don't know, you know, like, how that plays into, man, I'm just a regular guy just trying to, you know, make it through life and deal with the emotions, which as a man is extremely difficult because we don't have too many outlets, or we don't feel like we do. We're supposed to just suck it up and deal with it. So I don't know, like, from a man, I think women are much more emotionally aware. And I think as a man, we tend to, we've been taught that, you know, crying is for quote-unquote sissies, man up, you know, basically any emotion outside of joy and anger are somehow inherently female emotions. Absolutely incorrect in my book.
Right.
So I don't know if I answered your question there, Queen.
Yeah, you answered my question about self-awareness. But yeah, you're right. I feel like everybody has the same, you know, same emotions, but like you're saying, women are a little bit more in tune with their emotions. I feel the same way about, you know, being more in tune. But from what they're saying, like from a business standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, being self-aware allows you to be a better leader. Just knowing, like, being more in tune. So from what you're saying, if women are more in tune with their emotions and understanding their emotions, they're a little bit better at leading in some areas.
I think society is more accepting. Like, if a woman cries at work, she gets sympathy. Something's wrong, how can we fix it? For the most part, unless a man works around a lot of women, like, say a man works at the auto factory and he's going through a really bad divorce and he starts crying, don't call him a punk, a bitch, all kinds of stuff. Man up, you know, stop, you know, what's wrong with you, bruh? Go get another woman, you know. So we are encouraged to, if anything, we're discouraged from being honest emotionally.
Yeah.
I think that therein
That's
lies
true.
The gap, you know, like with men and women, you know, how we have difficulty communicating.
I think
the pendulum gets swung too far for both. You know, I think we encourage women almost to cry a little too much or be emotional a little too much, and we discourage men completely from being emotional.
That's true. I think that's the thing with a lot of us women too. With us, you know, crying and everything, and having that ability to cry. My daughter. This is my daughter. She's trying to get some Neosporin. But you know, we have another caller calling in. Let me click on that. Hello? Caller 781-298. Hello? Okay, they're not answering. But what was I saying? I was saying that, like, so society allows women to cry, and, you know, the girl is going to be all right, go ahead and cry, and men are kind of like, oh, it's not as acceptable. Although even over the past few years, men have started to, you know, show their emotions a little bit more. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So, but even what I'm trying to speak to that point is that even with women, I know me being emotional, even though I get sad or, you know, let's say a coworker comes in and they insult me in some way and I'm sad and I'm just like, oh, you know, forget this girl or whatever. You know how we get, like, I'm not listening to her. I'm not going to deal with that. What emotional intelligence is supposed to encourage as far as being self-aware is even though if they insult you, are you still able to get your job done? You know, are you still able to be on time with, you know, the deadline that your boss has or whatever? Can you still overcome and can you still operate? So, you know, I think that's an advantage for men, you know, because y'all are so good at holding it in and, you know, even getting over things quicker than women. I think with that being said, y'all have like a higher emotional intelligent IQ there as far as women do, for the most part. What do you think?
I would not say higher. Yeah, I don't know if a higher emotional IQ would be fair. I just think that we transfer emotions differently. And we're able to transfer emotions for the most part as men to purgatory, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't go away. We can store it up. You know, now when it comes out for men, it's a lot worse. And a lot unnecessarily worse. Because we're just constantly, you know, storing up emotions for a rainy day for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? But women, you know, I think women have gotten better, especially in the workplace, in transferring their emotions. But even then, like, not too many men will just get visibly upset, or not even visibly upset, get upset and transfer themselves from that scenario and go take a moment for themselves. A woman will excuse herself, go to the restroom, get her shit together, and come back. Do what she got to do and come back. She's cleansed herself to an extent. The man is just hold on to the shit and act like it ain't there. And that's not helpful. So I don't know if that's not necessarily a higher IQ. If anything, it's probably lower, because we just don't deal with it. You know, now, I think... And actually, you know, like men, like say in sports, okay for a man to cry when he won the championship. But if he gets on TV and he just had his first child and starts crying, you'd be surprised at how many people slander him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Now, you're going to have, and predominantly women will be more accepting. They'll understand, and they'll be like, oh, that is so beautiful. You know, dude,
you're right.
Be like, come on, bro, man. Shut the fuck up and play.
I can kind of see that happening, though. Yeah, bruh. You about to pay another bill. Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even going to talk about it. We have the stress on men. Not that women don't have stress. Women have people to share the stress with. They talk about this. Nobody want to hear about, you know, like, damn, man, all this responsibility is killing me. You know, all I said, you know, I feel like I'm just a check. Like, nobody cares about me as a person. A lot of us have felt that way. We don't know what to do.
Yeah. It's not like a, you know, like a jungle beat, like a, oh, I can hear some in the background. It sounds like the Lion King or something, like some drums.
Oh, well, I'm driving on the freeway. So
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I appreciate you being on the call with me. So, yeah, I mean, we were just the self-awareness improving. Your self-awareness can help improve your emotional intelligence quotient. But the next one is self-regulation. They say self-regulation, knowing how to manage your emotions and your impulses, how to restrain your emotions. Like I was saying, like if someone insults you and you want to, like, you know, cuss them out, can you self-regulate? Can you calm down? Like, how do you go to your that calm place? Do you ever have those problems? Or do you just kind of like pop off on people and stuff like that? You know, like when someone makes you mad, how do you handle the situation? Do you go to your first emotion and cuss them out?
No. Because then you're giving them the power.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't ever want anyone to feel like they own my emotions, because if they own your emotions, they own you.
Right.
So will I say something? Yeah. But especially if I'm at work, I'm going to be intellectually petty. You are going to know that I'm displeased. However, nothing that I would say would be able to go back to HR and harm me in some way. But I will let you know that, you know, what you have done is unacceptable. And there have been times where I've literally said that. You know, that's an unacceptable thing to say. And I kind of let people guide it after that, you know. Now, if you want to be rah-rah after that, then different measures may have to take place, you know. But generally speaking, you know, especially when you're at work, people kind of, that diffuses the situation to an extent that you're not meeting them at their emotional level, but you're checking their ass, let them know, I got what you said. I'm not going to respond like you, but you still gonna get this work.
Right.
I'm curious, how do you handle that? Especially being in a position of authority.
So yeah, a lot of my coworkers are very they admire how I can like just handle crazy talk. Because when I was working at Walmart Pharmacy, of course you had all these people, you know, patients who were, like, on drugs, addicts, trying to get their Percocet early, things like that, just coming at you, like, and keeping on coming at you. And so I was always able to stay cool because I knew that by allowing my emotions to get crazy. Because I've had a couple of them call me nigga and all this other stuff, you know. You know, you shouldn't be a pharmacist, and what school did you go to? Are you really a pharmacist? You know, all those little, you know, small things. But if I were to pop off on them, I knew that that would be losing my job. And, you know, I had kids and stuff like that. So my self-regulation was the bigger picture. I'm trying to, you know, create a future for my children. And, you know, do bigger things. It's not just about the customer. But what about them? Like, that person, that customer, that I can't help them if they're upsetting me. Like, and then when I was a pharmacist, it was very critical that I got, you know, things done. You know, it was very critical to that I got the job done right. So I always had to self-regulate. And a lot of people admire that, you know, when you're able to self-regulate and just make sure your emotions aren't high-rise, you get more respect that way. Have you ever had, like, a boss or somebody who just, they just went crazy every time something bad happened, or, you know, they just popped off and you were just like, dude, really? Like, that's making you upset? Like, you getting crazy over that little stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And having been a nurse for so long, you know, I it's a female-dominated profession. And so, yeah, there have been some times where I've had to calm my boss down.
Right.
And they it wasn't a big deal. They understood and actually were appreciative, because I wouldn't do it because you just popping off and nothing's going to happen, you know, like... it would only be rare instances where I know what you about to do is lose your gig, and I don't want to be party. I'm talking about it. So let me,
right.
You know, sometimes I have pulled people to the side and they're like, hey, the fuck is you doing? But we got to have that relationship.
Oh, you and your boss have that kind of relationship?
Yeah, well, you know, there are some bosses that you can talk to and be pretty honest, you know, and they don't take everything to heart. And then you have some bosses where you can't tell them anything. And those type of bosses end up screwing themselves back, because when they do go down in flames, everybody throws gas on it because they didn't like your ass.
That's true.
You know, so it's a delicate balance, because sometimes you get a little bit more, you get respected because you can pop off sometimes. It just depends on what you pop it off on. Like if you a McDonald's manager, now if you pop it off at the dude that does fries every day, that's not going to go over so well after so long, unless that dude is just such an absolute moron and people, like, why you just don't fire them, you know? But if that crackhead comes in there and starts throwing shit, you pop off at them and get them to leave, then people are like, okay, my boss got my back.
Right.
I can't imagine how you dealt with them, with people with substance issues trying to get they medicine. Those people can be outlandish.
It's because pretty much I knew that their mind was kind of like, you know, different. they weren't normal thinkers. They were, you know, they had that addiction mind, you know, like opioid crisis. Like, that's like what's happening. That's what's going on. People are just getting crazy with the drugs and trying to write fake prescriptions and all this other stuff. So, I mean, I had to take that into account. Like, okay, this dude cussing me out, but I know if he was in his right mind, he would not. And sometimes, 9 times out of 10, when they get crazy with me and get all loud and just very disorganized, they come back or they'll call and, you know, you have that little voice and, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I just been in so much pain, I'm sorry, it wasn't you, you know, the doctor, my wife, you know. So they always come back with this guilt or the story of why they just got crazy in the middle of Walmart. So, I mean, and, you know, just being around that kind of stuff, you just know, like, okay, this might not be. And then I empathize, you know, empathy with these types of people. That helps me to make sure that my emotions don't get out of control. Like, how is this person feeling? Like, what? Why is this person getting crazy? You know, what do they have going on in their life? Everybody doesn't do that, especially, you know, some women that I hang out with, they'll cuss you out in a heartbeat. Like, hold on, who do you think you're talking to? You know, so those are some of the things.
Yeah, I would have had their ass arrested. I would have had their ass arrested.
Sometimes we have to call the cops on them. I remember one guy, he just pretty much, he was throwing things over the counter. So the pharmacy, like, they had, like, this, I think it was like a blood pressure or it was a glucometer, like a big box. He just threw it over the counter at us, you know, because we were trying to tell him that we had to go to lunch and we had to close down. And I was already over time, but he was so angry about not getting his Adderall that he threw a box at us. And so we were, like, afraid to leave for lunch. We were like, dude, we're going to have to call the cops on you. You thought that's harassment. Like, we have to call the cops. So we got the front store attendant to come and escort him out. But they were getting crazy. I wish they would do, like a TV show about pharmacists. They don't do enough of those. That would be, like, cops.
That would be interesting nowadays.
I feel like it really would. Like,
the problem is there's not enough crazy out there. But there's not enough crazy, generally speaking. Like, you know, it'll be 5 hours of old ladies getting their simvastatin and lisinopril, and then you get 2 hours of nutcases.
I don't know, because some of those pharmacies are kind of in the straight up hood. You know what I mean? Like, it was one pharmacy. Every time I used to go to their work, to that pharmacy, someone always used to get shot or dealt with in some way. They would be on the news, and I'd be like, Lord, just let me get through this day. You know, I always come in and be like, girl, let me tell you about my friend. Just got shy, girl. I'm just not coming to work. That's why I'm late. I'm like, look, I ain't ready. I'm not ready to die. So some of those pharmacies can actually be on, like, BET or something. But
there you go.
We're down to the last 53 seconds. I'm thinking about it. I need to start writing a script. But, yeah.
You can do whatever you put your mind to. Just got to believe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? And you ain't even got it. Not saying that you aren't talented, because you are, but you don't have to be talented. You just have to be persistent.
True. Persistence is the key.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of talented broke motherfuckers, and it's a lot of untalented rich motherfuckers, because they believed in their non-talent more than somebody believed in their talent.
That's true. That's
McQueen,
true.
I'm going to have to get out of here.
Okay, I appreciate you getting on the phone with me. I don't know what happened this time, but I think,
Well, you're doing great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you got to let people know what number to call up. You got to do that a couple of times a show. And when you're going to do your show,
yeah,
you know, you got to promote it. Let people. I can't share anything now, or I would be sharing it. But I'm blocked on Facebook on both my accounts until January.
How in the world can that happen?
It's not the first time.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, they haven't done it in a while.
Man.
So. It is
oh,
it
you
is
had a good run then.
Yeah, I had a good run.
Oh,
it
man.
Is. Yeah, I don't
I'll
even say outlandish.
Say what?
I don't even be saying no outlandish shit. They just don't like me, I guess.
Man. They're so sensitive.
But anyway, I will try to tune in a little bit. Let me check
okay.
my dogs out, and I'll be back on.
Okay. All right.
All
I'll
right.
talk to you later, Joseph.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for getting on with me. Bye.
You're welcome.